This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Writer and editor Julia Scott used to think that only her best work was fit for public consumption. But that's before she started taking part in a reading series called Regretterature, When Good Writers Go Bad.
Which is just as it sounds, a bunch of writers who really ought to know better, impaling themselves on their pencils in public for amusement and performing live pieces that they wrote when they were younger and their writing sucked horribly.
Scott says she was surprised at the positive response she got for some of her worst work. People found it hilarious. And that's why she decided to create Drivel, a collection of terrible writing from famous and successful authors. KALW's Nina Gensler-Deb sat down with Julia Scott to ask her about how this book came to be.
I have to say that I really enjoyed editing the book because it gave me the opportunity to track down a lot of writers that I deeply respect and admire and ask them for their absolute crap. It's easy to just assume that the people that you most respect and admire in the literary world were born brilliant. And in fact, no matter who you are, there's a stage in your life where the stuff you're producing is sort of all pretty bad.
My name is Caroline Paul, and I write books. This is a letter that I wrote to President Nixon. It was 1973. Dear Mr. Nixon, knock, knock, who is there? Warren. Warren who? War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy.
We have, you know, everything from angsty love poetry to sexually explicit song lyrics written by a 9-year-old Nathaniel Rich to
Laura Fraser. I'm a longtime San Francisco writer. I wrote Raspy Romance when I was 16. I had a friend, Sally, who was addicted to romance novels, and so for her birthday, I decided I would write one using a cast of characters of our mutual friends. Brent and Molly walked slowly along the beach, talking. They came upon a secluded spot surrounded by trees. They sat down on a large rock, facing the moon over the ocean. In the moonlight, Molly appeared more enchanting than ever. Her face was silhouetted against the rock, surrounded by the darkness of her loose hair. Her eyes reflected Brent.
The reason that the Drivel and the Regretterature shows end up being a successful concept is because even though they are hilarious, they are also oddly inspiring. To read these books, no matter whether you're a writer or a reader, is to realize that everybody starts off somewhere, and that somewhere is often really bad.
My name is Chris Collin, and I am a writer, mostly of nonfiction. I am going to read the first poem I ever wrote. I was 22, I think. My wife moved to Chile. At the guy with two Oh, I'm going to stop here, and explain that there's a lot of tabs here, like indentations that make it look like a real poem. My wife moved to Chile. At the guy with two cowlicks apartment, I watched the game. The guy with big knees is blocking the set with one of his knees. The guy who's shy and has a phone book wants to know who can believe there's a guy in the world named Marty Schmucker. Marty Schmucker, good God, Marty Schmucker. I laugh so long. Tinny, you know I'll die if I stop. One of those Marty Schmuckers, I didn't capitalize the name, because so that's also something you do in poetry, in really good poetry.
The challenge of being the editor of a collection of bad writing is unique, because you can't edit a piece of bad writing to make it worse, and you certainly wouldn't want to edit it to make it better. The challenge instead is choosing between the diverse possibilities of terrible writing if an author has more than one to offer, and choosing the absolute worst one. Once you have the absolute worst piece of writing you could possibly imagine, you take that piece of writing and you cut out all the bits of it that are better, so that what you're left with is pure drivel.
My name is Zara Norbakhsh. I'm a Muslim feminist, Iranian-American comedian and memoirist. And I have a set of dream journals here that I wrote when I was 22, July 27th to July 28th. Dream with me stalking Diane Keaton, chasing her all around the kitchen, blood soup in the pots in the sink. First, I've got an axe, then a huge knife, and I'm chasing her. Sometimes I'm Jack Nicholson, but most of the time, I'm me. July 29th to July 30th. I'm in Vegas. A casino is being robbed. Andy Garcia runs out of the double doors, sees me, and stops. He hands me a leather bag and says, "Here, there's a cut, just a gift." And then he takes off with the police chasing him down the streets that turn into Los Angeles?
The piece that I included is an excerpt from a journal entry I wrote when I was 19 going on 20. It's titled 10 Minutes to Midnight, and I wrote it when I was living in Paris my junior year abroad. I'm about to write a paragraph of hypocrisy, because although I'm about to write that I attach no significance whatsoever to my 20th birthday, this is belied by the fact that I am desperately writing about it in the last moment of my quote-unquote adolescence. I'm afraid that in the coming years, all my midnight scribblings will come to nothing and are just the self-centered scratches of someone who knows of no other way to lend significance to her life.
That piece was produced by KALW's Seth Samuel. Drivel's book launch will take place this Saturday night at Z Space in the Mission District at 8 p.m. For more information, go to KALW.org and click on Cross Currents.